Earth, around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we got to go. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Just five more segments to go today until Mary and I depart for Rome, Italy. Wednesday, we'll kick off the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. So engage with us on all of our travels on our at RM World Travel social channels. You'll also hear us through our Monday through Friday travel commentaries that we do on the stations as well. So right now, however, we are a few minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, October 26, 2024. And the latest edition of the National Communal Forum is coming your way right now. So today represents week 241 for the NCF, as we call it. It's our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion and engage the now 590-plus weekly stations that run the show nationwide to bring you real-time reports on an array of original topics, ideally, that you're just not going to hear about elsewhere. So, Mary, three affiliates are waiting for us. Is a local station in your area one of them, folks? We're going to find out, Mary.
We are. All right. So let's welcome Dave Andrews, news director and morning host with our affiliate AM 1010 and FM 107.3 WSPC Radio. They're in the Albemarle, North Carolina. That's the Charlotte DMA. We have Kelly Turner, we got a lot here, program director with affiliates AM 1240 and FM 98.3 KDGO Radio in Durango, Colorado, AM 1390 and FM 92.1 KENN Radio in Farmington, Colorado, plus AM 740 and FM 92.3 KVFC Radio in Cortez, Colorado, and that is the Albuquerque DMA. They're in southwestern Colorado. And then we have Mike Stapleford, owner and show host from our Florida Keys affiliates, FM 96.9 WKEZ and FM 102.5 WPIK Radio, and the segment is over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, it seems like Kelly wins the prize for the most stations today, but good morning, guys. Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Well, nice to have you all here. Mike, we're going to begin with you in the Florida Keys today. You know, as the weather is getting cooler in the upper half of the country, certainly winter isn't that far off. Officially, it begins in 56 days. I'm curious how big an influx of visitors you see in the Florida Keys, let's say mid-November, you know, until April or so. And how have you all navigated the hurricane season this year in your section of Florida?
Well, thank you. So certainly the Florida Keys are always prepared for a hurricane. It's a very robust tourist economy here, and they're always ready to, you know, help with any eventuality that may happen. But we're seeing a huge influx, especially right now. It's Fantasy Fest weekend, the culmination of a big 10-day party that really kicks off the season here. And it's almost year-round. We're enjoying about 85-degree weather and sunny, so that creates 5 million people who want to come to the Keys, and we're ready to entertain them.
Well, okay. We're happy to hear that. Yeah. And I'm glad to hear things have gone well because, you know, some people, they think a hurricane will hit the northern part of Florida and the Keys are shut off. That's not the case.
No, absolutely.
No, definitely not. No, as I said, we're ready for any eventuality. And, you know, it's been a kind season to us, but we certainly welcome visitors at any time, hurricane season or not.
Well, it's a gorgeous area. Mike, thanks for that report. All right, let's head to another beautiful area, but very different area of the country, Kelly in Colorado. Kelly, last hour in our Discover America segment, we actually covered some national monuments around the country. And although it's not an official U.S. monument, you do have a very famous monument in your area, the Four Corners Monument, where people can stand in New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona all at the same time. Great experience to knock off four states in one visit. It's a beautiful area of the state. Talk about your part of the country with us and why you enjoy living there.
Well, we kind of prize ourselves on having four seasons and then something for each season around here. You know, in addition to what you had mentioned with the monuments, we have the national parks as well. Just a stone's throw away from the Verde National Park, but you know, Durango itself. You know, if you're less adventurous, just hanging out in Durango, historic downtown Durango, kind of following the footsteps of the Old West, you know, bank robbers and Old West lawmen and that sort of thing. Still a lot of that character there, plus just retail therapy, cycling, hiking, ATVs, fishing, going on a gold mine tour, rafting and kayaking, and of course, skiing, you know, Purgatory, Wolf Creek, and Telluride, all nearby.
Yeah, you really are four season for in the area.
Yeah, which hence the Four Corners Mile. We like that. So, well, Kelly, we appreciate that. We're going to come back to both you and Mike in a moment. But right now, Rudy, we're going to go to Dave. And Dave actually decided to travel today. So, Rudy, where do you want to go with Dave in North Carolina?
Well, Dave, I know your station's in Albemarle, and you have a wide, a whole lot of countryside there. I didn't know until I did a little research that Thomas Jefferson was born in your backyard. And I know Albemarle has a lot of outdoor activities to offer visitors, but you're at a lake about 150 miles away. Is the entire region wonderful lakes and hiking hills?
We have definitely have most of that. And this particular lake is the only natural spring-fed lake in the state. So it's very clear water, white sandy beach. In fact, I'm sitting on the white sandy beach right now talking to you from Camp Clearwater, where it was the largest campground in the state of North Carolina, where they have 1,100 permanent sites and about 100 temporary sites. And today is the biggest day of the year, the Halloween, where they let the public in, the only day of the year. And they have a giant street fair, all kinds of costume contests, and then they close all the traffic in the camp for trick-or-treaters this evening. And we're looking forward to just a fantastic time tonight here at White Lake, just south of Fayetteville.
You know, I have to say this, Dave. We talked about this in our Travel News Roundtable at the end of it in the first hour. So the Wallet Hub folks come on the show from time to time, and they're show friends. And, yeah, they sent us a list this week of the top 20 cities for Halloween. And I will say, nothing in Colorado or North Carolina was on there. We don't believe that. I'm humored that they actually have Jersey City, New Jersey, as number two. Don't get that. I will say, Mike, Miami, Florida makes number three. I get Vegas, but there's no New Orleans. So where I'm going with this is, for each of you, Halloween is this Thursday. We hear all that's going on. In your community or at your homes, what will be the top candy that you're giving out? Mike?
Oh, gosh. I'd say Reese's, probably.
Good choice.
I would say so. Yeah, and I was just going to mention, we'll have about 70,000 people on Duval Street tonight, as a matter of fact, for the Fantasy Fest Parade. So,
that's a great area.
Huge for Halloween.
Kelly, what say you?
Well, they say that Colorado is the healthiest state in the country, but there's no substitute for just a good old Reese's or a Kit Kat.
Yeah, well, are we like
that?
Oh,
that's my favorite.
All right, so Dave, since you've gotten talking Halloween and you brought it up, what are you giving out, or what do you think will be the top candy given out in your area?
Well, I like giving out Mounds bars. That way, if there's any left over, I like Mounds bars. So I always have some left over.
Yeah, a little coconut is nice. I like that. All right. Well, listen, Mary and I are going to be in Rome or in Italy for Halloween this week. It'll be interesting to see. First time doing that. We'll see how they celebrate over there and what they give out. But really appreciate the three of you joining us today for the National Communal Forum. We could not do this show without you, so we are so thankful for the affiliation. Big news coming on that in a couple weeks. So have a great weekend. Really appreciate it, guys. All right, after this quick sponsors break, when you check into a hotel, do you ever think about all that goes into its design and, you know, to help deliver the experience that they do? Well, that and more is on tap when we return.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, that quick 3-minute sponsors break is over. Here we are again, ready to roll for the G-Block, folks. That's sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/carry.
Traveling with Scenic, it's more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and very personalized experiences. They're all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, and they're all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the team at Scenic, well, they're going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
River cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own, folks. Whether it's the Christmas markets that you can still go to, maybe it's a spring or summer cruise, maybe it's next year at this time. From personalized butlers, 5 unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes. What we like, these are small ships. They have big spaces. As a show fan right now, you'll receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air. It's a good deal. You'll also receive an additional $100 off any offer out there, even if you go through a travel advisor with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Go to ScenicUSA.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
How important is the lobby experience to you when you walk into a hotel? How about the design of the guest room? I think if it's done right, perhaps we barely notice. But like many things in life, when it's not designed well, we take note. Principal architect of his own firm and a global authority on hotel and resort design, Lawrence Adams, joins us now for a conversation on hotel design and the guest experience.
Well, yes, he is. Lawrence, nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. After today's show, Mary and I, we are headed over to Rome. We're going to kick off the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn on Wednesday. And we're going to begin with you, where the travel experience begins for most travelers, and that's the hotel lobby. So although in luxury properties, the valet and vehicle experience, I guess you could say, is also part of the guest's first exposure to a hotel. But whatever it is, Lawrence, first impressions mean something. That's really where I'm going with this. From a hotel design standpoint, what are some important essentials that you say should be in the components of the arrival experience?
Well, I think that I look as an architect, you know, there's sort of two ways of looking at this. Of course, the guest interaction with the staff is of utmost importance that gives a guest first impression. You know, if you have a warm, welcoming staff member that's, you know, treats you with great hospitality, that's of utmost importance. But as an architect, I'm interested in the design and the spatial experience as you move through the hotel sequence of arriving. And as you said, you know, it starts with the vehicular arrival, but as you move through the front door, of course, that's your first real impression of the architecture and the ambiance of the hotel, and that gives you so much to understand about what your stay is going to be. It's a first impression that, if it's a positive first impression, it's going to lead to a positive hotel experience, guest experience. Mm-hmm. If it's negative, it could sour your whole stay.
Yeah.
So for me, as a designer, that's the lobby and just the whole sort of array of spaces that you see as you enter. It may just go beyond the lobby. You may be looking out towards a beach or the ocean or a mountainside, you know, through windows. So that whole sort of design envelope that you walk into when you walk into a hotel is very important. But, you know, for me, the arrival doesn't end there. Of course, you go to the front desk, and that's a different experience. It's a different interaction with the staff. leads you to the elevators and the guest corridors. And so I look at that whole sequence from getting out of the
vehicle. Well, first impressions, as I said, that's
yes.
a big deal.
Well, I appreciate that that is all looked at in terms of the sequence from start to, you know, even the elevator positioning. I do have a question on guest rooms. So let's take a ride on the elevator and head up to a guest room, because I have to tell you, I think the rooms are often too dark. I think the bathrooms are even darker. The outlets are in different places in every room, in every brand we stay
where are
in.
They?
You know, I'm sure it's very complex to design the hotel guest rooms, but any thoughts on the guest room experience and hotel design?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have my pet peeves, and you hit on a couple of them. I mean, the first thing I do when I walk into a guest room is I look at the guest bathroom, and because that's one of the most important features of a guest room. And, you know, that tells me right away whether or not I'm going to enjoy staying in this room. But I think lighting is so important. You know, you hit it, you know, because it's horrible when you stay in a hotel guest room and you can't control the lighting. It's too dark, and you can't get the light level up to where you need it, or it just is in wrong places. Plug and play is a very important thing now. You want to be able to plug your devices in and have a good, comfortable workstation, you know, so that people work in their rooms, you know, a lot. And so, especially after COVID, people started working in their rooms and sort of left the public spaces, for safe distancing. But, you know, another one of my pet peeves in the guest room, of course, is noise. Because, you know, if you have a noisy air
I would agree with that.
Or go ahead.
No, I would agree with that. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Noise is a big factor.
So noise is a really – and I will share with you another article I wrote specifically about that recently that's going to be published by Hotel Business Review in this November issue. Just all about, like, acoustics within the – hotel,
well,
not just the guest room.
Well, so folks can look for that. But, you know, Lawrence, you think about it, I would also say, and we've run into this as we've talked to many general managers and properties we've stayed at, clearly when from a design standpoint, new build is a lot easier than retrofitting. That's also an issue that impacts some of these rooms. But in looking over your background, you've worked on a variety of projects over the years, including, by the way, the 600,000 square foot national headquarters for the Marine Corps Reserves in New Orleans. That's interesting to us. But you mostly do specialize in hotels. What is it about hotels and resorts that you enjoy? They're certainly different from designing other buildings.
Very much so. I think that I sort of fell in love with hotel architecture. My first job out of school, working for William Tabler in New York, who was really the godfather of hotel design. He was the first architect that was a true specialist in hotel design. But for me, a hotel is what differentiates it is it's open 24/7. It's both a business. It's built for entertainment, dining, social gatherings like weddings, graduations, recreation. There's no other building type that has all these things in addition to providing personal privacy and sleeping. Hotels are historically the centers of urban areas. They're the social and political centers of cities throughout history. And they're every bit as complex to design. If they're done right, they're every bit as complex to design as a hospital or an airport.
Mm-hmm.
The back of house is something that William Tabler used to drill into us, how important it is to get that right. And it has to function like a Swiss watch in order for the guests to get the services that make them satisfied guests.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but I think more than anything, the thing that attracted me to hotels is the sense of theater. You know, the choreographing of a guest experience is something that I always try to do when I'm working on a hotel project. You know, how do you move through spaces? You know, it's very theatrical if you think about. You know, the really great hotels are very theatrical in the way that they provide this sort of, you know, amazing sort of dazzling design experience.
Let me ask you this question because we are going to come up to a break in a moment.
Okay.
So, you know, with so many hotel types out there, you think about suburban, big city, airport, roadside, casino hotels,
convention centers.
We're seeing some of these dual branded properties that are out there right now that are growing. You know, where do you think the highest level of growth is coming from over the next few years?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly dual-branded hotels or multi-branded hotels, sometimes more than just two hotels in one building, but multi-branded hotels are hugely popular because they are, you know, just, you know, reduced construction costs and operations. They're shared back of house, shared meeting spaces, shared recreation and management. You know, in terms of like the topic that we started talking about, the arrival experience, I worked on a boat on a dual branded hotel in Bossier City, where it was a Hilton Garden Inn and Homewood Suites.
Right.
And what we had to do is to really distinguish between those two brand identities in our design. So it was almost like a two-faced property. We had separate entrances, separate portico shares.
We
so
have
the whole arrival experience was different.
Yeah,
each part.
Even the operations. We have stayed actually in a property
just
in Birmingham. That was a Homewood. No, it was a Home 2 Suite and a Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah.
Lawrence, listen. Unfortunately, we could go on. We cannot though because we have a hard break. We're going to hit.
Interesting topic.
Very nice connecting with you today. We hope you have a nice rest of the weekend. Okay.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lawrence. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Well, we could have gotten into a number of other items there with Lawrence.
Yeah, very interesting. Love the hotel.
Another time, we will have another date. So right now, folks, we are headed into the bottom of the hour break and some important sponsor messages. Mary and I are going to be connecting with U.S. Customs and Border Protection later this hour. But next, Rudy will talk regional whiskeys. Three more segments to go until we're Italy bound, folks.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to this segment of the show. It's sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Let me ask you a question. How is your sleep this week? Let's dramatically improve it today with a terrific new mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. And at the same time, save you 20%. Helix Sleep, that's H-E-L-I-X. Helix Sleep offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite Collections. Don't you just love a good bed at a hotel? Well, now you can have an even better one at home. They also offer the Helix Plus for big and tall sleepers and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. As a show fan, you'll get 100% risk-free trial. 100% and 100-night risk-free trial. You got nothing to lose. This is top-quality luxury, but also very affordable. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers shipped directly from their facility to your door. Making mattresses themselves helps Helix keep prices down. To find out what mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped, as I said, straight to your door free of charge. If you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up within 100 days, and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Mattresses have been named, their mattresses have been named number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many sleep
leading sleep chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So save 20% at Helix Sleep today by going to helixsleep.com/carry, or you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, many Americans know every state in this country produces wine of some kind, of some quality, too, or another. But my next guest suggests there's a new entrant in the liquor industry here, regional whiskeys, which is to say smaller producers of what I think used to be the province of whiskey makers abroad. Alexandra Clough is a spokesperson for the American Craft Spirits Association. Alexandra, welcome. For those who don't know much about whiskey, what's the difference between, scotch and a regional whiskey and brands that might be better known?
Thank you so much for having me today. So if we're going to talk specifically about American single malt versus scotch, scotch is whiskey that's made in Scotland, essentially. And American single malt, which, as you mentioned, is this new and exciting category, is essentially a whiskey made in the States from malted barley at a single distillery.
Okay. And I know you represent a number of smaller ones. Are these distilleries around the country that folks can visit?
Absolutely. Whiskey tourism and distillery tourism is a booming industry. And the vast majority of the craft distilleries here in the United States, they generate about 50% of their revenue from tasting room sales. So that could be tastings, it could be bottle sales. That foot traffic is really critical to the health of those businesses.
That's great, because you give people bragging rights when guests come over. They go, I don't know this whiskey. Say, yeah, well, you got to know where to go, you know?
Right, and I've seen it myself with my own two eyes, and I know how it's made, and I'm a fan for life as a result.
Give us a couple names in a couple places, or I can do that because I have it in my notes. Do you have it? Can you do it right top of your head?
Absolutely. So I think if we're going to look at different regions, and again, I'm focusing specifically on American single malt, which is this really exciting and dynamic category in whiskey. 2016, we had a convention where nine distillers or nine producers came together to talk about creating some standards of identity. Now, fast forward to 2024, we have over 100 producers of this one style of whiskey, American single malt. And some of the ones I think are phenomenal, starting in the Northeast, where, of course, I am from. If you look at 888 Distilling in Nantucket, Randy Hudson has been, crafting whiskeys for 25 years, which is pretty crazy on the grand scheme. Within craft distilling, and they have an American single malt called the Notch. You'll spend a pretty penny on it, but it is an incredible whiskey. And he was a brewer and has taken a brewer's approach to whiskey making.
Okay, a couple more.
If we keep going, Southeast Virginia Distilling, which is right around Charlottesville, They take a very Scottish approach to what it is that they do. Lots of different cask finishes. Also a beautiful distillery to visit. And, Charlottesville is an awesome place, not just to visit distilleries, but to eat and enjoy. If we're going to visit the Midwest, I would 100% stop in and see Few Spirits in Evanston, Illinois. Paul Letko has been distilling since the mid-2000s, and he sort of takes a new American approach to, what's been a global style of whiskey. He's really focused on trying to innovate. If we were to go to the Southwest, I would send you immediately to Whiskey Del Bac in Tucson, or even Santa Fe Spirits in Santa Fe. They've taken a really regional approach to what it is that they're making. They're using mesquite smoke. With their single malt, so really beautiful flavor profiles. And of course, who doesn't love a visit to the Southwest and the culture and of course the climate there. And then if you were going to go to the Northwest, I would send you straight to Westward Whiskey, which is located in the heart of Portland, Oregon, super thriving, interesting town. They take a brewer's approach to what it is that they make in single malt, but they lean really heavily into their climate. They have these hot, dry summers and cool, wet winters. And so they get really beautiful flavors in their whiskeys. And, it's always nice to visit a downtown tasting when you're in a city.
And just briefly, a single malt means they're only using one particular product, whereas some even in America, some whiskeys are a blend of other what's? Grains?
Well, so there are tons of different styles of whiskeys, right? I think when we think of American whiskey, we think of bourbon, which is sort of the most prominent style of American whiskey. Bourbon is legally defined as a whiskey that's made from 51% corn. Single malt is going to be, malted barley. So it'll have a very different sort of cereal grain, grape nutty note to it. There's no legal definition for American single malt, but generally an agreed upon style is it's just aged in oak.
Alexandra Clough is with the American Craft Spirits Association. You can find more information of these smaller producers of single malt whiskeys in America by going to AmericanCraftSpirits.org. Alexandra, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.
Cheers. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. We've asked the team at Tax Network USA about this IRS crackdown everyone's talking about, and their advice was plain and simple. If you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win situation. That's why you need Tax Network USA, and the website for them is simply tnusa.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ aggressive strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor, even if you haven't filed in 1, 5, or even 10 years. What gives these folks such an edge? Well, their preferred direct line to the IRS to begin with. They know which agents to talk to and which to avoid, and they won't back down until they secure the best settlement for you, which could save you thousands of dollars. That's how we've helped resolve over $1 billion. Excuse me, that's how they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. So don't wait until the IRS closes in. Give Tax Network USA a call. It's free. It's confidential, and it's straightforward. Talk with one of their strategists and see how they can help you. TNUSA.com/carry. Or you can call 800-780-8888. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I know we have a dedicated audience of travelers, and many of our listeners may also post about their trips online. Social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you do, you might want to listen closely to our next guest and a new social travel app called Otsy that allows you to monetize your posts by, well, let me ask Michael DeLuca, who's the founder of Otsy, to explain. Michael, welcome to the show. You describe your app as sort of TikTok meets Expedia. The floor is yours. Please explain this to us.
Sure, absolutely, and thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here. So what Otsy does is it monetizes sort of all the social media content around Instagram and TikTok in the travel sector. So the hashtag travel is the 12th most used hashtag in all of social media. There's over 750 million posts on Instagram, 250 billion video views on TikTok, and it's all going nowhere. There's no price, there's no location, you don't know how to book it. So what we allow you to do is we're an experience platform, so we have over 300,000 plus experiences in the platform. We're in 170 countries, and we allow you to take your, you can either book through our app, or you can take even your previous trip content and bring it over, upload it into Otsy, attach it to the experience, and that'll go onto our feed, onto your profile page as well. And in perpetuity, we're going to pay you 50% of the booking commission. So we allow people to sort of take a trip to Disney, film that trip, upload that trip, distribute it on our platform, and get paid and yield back that vacation.
Now, when you say experiences, Michael, are you talking about actual things like, you say, going to Disney World or taking a train ride somewhere? Or are you also selling like airline tickets, train tickets, hotel room nights?
So the idea is to grow into those other categories over time. But right now we're just adventures, tours, museums, you know, boating, zip lining, sort of all that fun stuff that we're seeing more of millennials and Gen Z are sort of really wanting to focus a vacation around an experience. And then they're backfilling that experience with the hotel and the flight. So right now we're experiences only. We're in 170 countries. The next partnership will be dining that rolls out in January. So then we'll go experiences, then dining, then vacation, rentals, and hotels.
And how will you monetize dining? If someone books a reservation through the link, your postee, as well as you, split a small commission?
No, so dining actually monetizes a little bit differently. Dining works off of advertising revenue. So in addition to the ability to earn a commission in the platform, we allow the vendor themselves that's on the platform, whether it be the restaurant or the experience itself, to boost that post in the algorithm. The creator loves that because obviously the more they boost, the more the booking happens and you're getting 50% of that. But on the dining specifically, we actually split the profitability on the advertising revenue with the creator. So say you go and you go to a restaurant and you book it through the app, because a lot of times we don't get paid commission on restaurants. We then allow that restaurant to boost in the algorithm, and every time that restaurant boosts your content, your intellectual property on my platform, we're going to share that commission with the advertising revenue commission with you.
This is fascinating, fascinating. So basically, let me see if I can boil this down. So I post something on Instagram. Say I go to the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, and I really love it. And I say, you know, yes, the Louvre is the most famous museum in Paris, but don't miss the Musée d'Orsay. And I can, and I put that up on Otsy. You somehow code it. I put it back on there. And if somebody books a ticket to the Musée d'Orsay, we split a commission. And we only have 20 seconds for you to say yes or no.
Yes. It's usually about 20%. We're splitting it, and you're getting about 10% of it.
Okay, great. Well, Michael DeLuca is the founder of Otsy, and that is spelled O-T-S-Y. And this is an app, so you don't have to go to a website. Go to your app store, download O-T-S-Y, and see how it works and see if it might work for you or if you're a social media maven who posts about their travels. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we race towards the finish line and get ready to leave for Italy, Mary and I are back in the saddle, ready to finish strong on this October 26th. Today's J-Block is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
We all have two ages. We have our true age and our biological age. And you want your biological age to be years younger than your true age. To help make that happen, we encourage you to check out Field of Greens. And that's an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's unlike any other. It's serious nutrition. And Field of Greens was approved for a university study, as doctors believe it may lower your body's biological age, which equates to better health.
You know, each fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidney, metabolism, and your immune system. It comes with a better health promise that at your next physical or checkup, your doctor's going to notice the improved health, or you get your money back. As a show fan, you'll save 15%. You'll also receive free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY. There's also a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, the busy holiday flying season is coming, and who better to talk about the trusted traveler programs out there like Global Entry than the current branch chief of Trusted Traveler Programs, Christina Luna. Let's connect with her now on the Always Busy Show Hotline.
Welcome, Christina. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, appreciate you being here with us. So, you know, we know you have several programs, Christina, under U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Nexus for folks traveling frequently to and from Canada, Centra for those going back and forth to Mexico, maybe folks own a second home, they have relatives in the countries, whatever. And then there's also Global Entry that Mary and I are a part of. Earlier this month, we saw that prices did increase. I think it was the first rate increase since 2008, which in government, that doesn't, I mean, that says a lot because it's been a long time. Share what it costs now to be a part of these programs.
Absolutely. So effective October 1st of 2024, all of our application fees for all of our trusted traveler programs, including Global Entry, were set to standardize to $120 for each program and payable full at time of applicant admission.
So it's one standard fee. Okay. And that's for five. Are they
makes
all good
easy.
For 5 years?
They are, yeah. It's going to be a five-year program, and it's going to expire on each applicant's birthday. And the other great thing about this, really geared towards families, is now as long as a parent and guardian is enrolled in a trusted traveler program, children under 18 are now going to be free of charge to be in part of the program. They still have to create a profile and submit their application, but the fee will be waived as long as their parent or guardian is enrolled.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay, that's very good news. All right, let's dig into Global Entry, which includes TSA PreCheck. So we use it for our international travels like we're going to be doing after today's show. It definitely expedites the return process when we get back to the States. Talk about the success of the program and just share a few details for folks listening. Best practices for applying, how to apply, best way to get interviews, things like that.
Absolutely. So Global Entry is just a great program for anybody who travels more than once or twice a year internationally. And again, it's not just for the international travel, because you do have a free benefit with Global Entry that you get TSA PreCheck for free, which is going to allow you this domestic benefit as well. So Global Entry currently has 12 million members in Global Entry specifically, 15 million members in all of our Trusted Traveler 4 programs. In 2024, over 4 million applications were received, and we're working really diligently in making sure that we have available appointments for everybody, that making sure that we're getting the messaging out for our new technology, and we're giving people, and especially families, options to get into the United States much, much more efficiently and have just the seamless entry back into the United States. So I would recommend anybody who is traveling that would just really enjoy a seamless way back into the U.S. or visiting in the U.S. that they apply for Global Entry well in advance before their travel. Mm-hmm. And they can really, leverage this benefit of coming right to the front of the line. They have their own dedicated processing primary lane with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and they go to a kiosk, they can take their photographs. We also have a new app, which is fantastic, that they can take their own selfies and submit their application, their custom submission on their own phone, and then they just skip that line over to the kiosk, and they're just admitted into the U.S., which is phenomenal and very seamless.
So we're actually going to try to use the app this time if we can, which I think we can in New York. I'm curious, do all the airports that support the Global Entry kiosks support the app or not yet?
Yes, they do. All of our airports now offer the benefit of the Global Entry app. And as a traveler, just make sure you're looking at that airport signage to see your own dedicated entry lane where the Global Entry
app
is.
So that's helpful.
Great.
So, we just returned from Maui less than 2 weeks ago, and TSA PreCheck lanes there, they were working. We used them. The clear lanes were closed. It looked like they were still being installed. I get they're not programs you handle directly, but I'm bringing it up because I'm curious how many U.S. airports support Global Entry right now, Christina?
All of our airports support Global Entry right now, and including right now 67 U.S. airports and 14 international locations. So in total, 81 locations support the use of Global Entry. And then that's to use it. And even if we take a step back, just to get the appointment for an interview to get enrolled in it, those are called our enrollment centers. We also have enrollment on arrival, which is very helpful for people who have already passed this vetting process and they are conditionally approved status. They just need to get into an officer interview. We also have that at 108 locations for enrollment centers. So okay. A lot of options for people.
A lot of options for folks. Well, it's a program we certainly encourage folks to get into. It makes your life a lot easier. And we all know in travel, anytime you can have a more pleasant experience, it's a good thing. So folks, for more information, visit ttp.dhs.gov. Again, it's TTP, Trusted Travel Program, .dhs.gov. Christina, have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Yeah, great info. Thank you.
All right. Well, Mary, it is time for us to go get those Global Entry cards ready because we are headed to JFK, and in just a few hours, our flight to Italy will take off. The big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 kicks off this Wednesday, folks, on Seabourn. Follow it all on our social channels at RM World Travel. We're going to have show fans traveling with us for the first time on an ocean cruise. Until we're back with you next Saturday, November 2nd, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels, enjoy, happy Halloween, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.